I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States and the European Union have agreed to work towards zero tariffs and zero subsidies on non-automobile goods. VOA's Luis Ramirez has more.
The president announced the agreements alongside EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker at the White House Wednesday following their meeting over Trump's trade dispute with the EU.
And the European Union is going to start almost immediately to buy a lot of soybeans.
Germany's foreign minister welcomes an agreement to open talks to tear down trade barriers between the United States and the European Union, which he says show that the answer to America First can only be Europe United. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Reuters' Ed Giles reports that authorities in Pakistan say the official results from Wednesday's election will be delayed, even though cricket hero-turned-politician Imran Khan has declared victory. Opponents said the results were rigged and an assault on democracy.
The full results were initially due at 2 a.m. local time on Thursday, but authorities said there was a failure of the electronic counting system, which meant votes needed to be counted by hand. Whoever wins the vote will have huge challenges. Pakistan is facing a worsening economic crisis that is likely to require a bailout from the IMF. That's along with the country's shocking water shortages. And any new leader of the nuclear-armed Muslim nation will also need to deal with worsening relations with on-off ally, the United States.
That's Reuters reporter Ed Giles. The death toll from coordinated attacks by Islamic State fighters on a usually peaceful southern city in Syria and its surrounding countryside has climbed to 216. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights put the death toll at 246, including 111 members of local militias who fought IS militants who swarmed their villages. This is VOA News. Beijing police say a 26-year-old man from China's Inner Mongolia region suffered a hand injury when a homemade bomb he was carrying exploded outside the U.S. Embassy in Beijing on Thursday. VOA's Pernell Murdoch has the details.
The incident occurred near the area where visa applicants line up to enter the embassy for interviews. The embassy is located in a section of Beijing that is home to numerous embassies, including those of India and Israel. The state-run Global Times newspaper earlier Thursday said police had detained a woman near the U.S. embassy who had doused herself with gasoline in a suspected attempt at self-immolation. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Troops searched for survivors in the remote southern tip of Laos Thursday. At least 26 people are dead and more than 130 remain missing after a dam burst. Reuters' Scarlett Vitanovich reports as troops continue to search for survivors.
More than 3,000 people are reportedly still awaiting rescue from the swirling floodwaters. Access to many of the flooded villages is blocked, with flash flooding and landslides covering roads. Volunteers say survivors are lacking food, medicine, and coffins to bury the dead. The dam that collapsed was being built by South Korea's SK. It blamed the accident on heavy rain during Southeast Asia's monsoon season. An SK official said fractures were found on the dam on Sunday, and the company had ordered 12 villages to evacuate when it was clear it could collapse.
That was Reuters reporter Scarlett Vitanovich. U.S. lawmakers say the Department of Homeland Security chief asserts family reunifications are on track. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has that story.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen assured members of Congress yesterday that the Trump administration is on track to meet today's court order deadline for reuniting hundreds of migrant children with their families. The hour-long meeting on Capitol Hill with roughly 20 members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, all Democrats, was private. However, lawmakers who attended the meeting said Nielsen did not provide any statistics to back up her assertion. The deadline for reuniting migrant children age 5 and older with relatives was set by U.S. District Judge Dana Sabraw in San Diego. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Chinese President Xi Jinping called for a concerted effort by global institutions such as the United Nations, the G7, and the World Trade Organization to fight unilateralism and protectionism in a speech at the BRICS summit in South Africa on Thursday. Xi also called for dialogue to settle disputes on global trade. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo added to growing skepticism about North Korea's commitment to eliminate its nuclear weapons arsenal when testifying at a Senate committee hearing on Wednesday. Pompeo told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that North Korea is still producing fuel for nuclear bombs. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.